Lady, the Patriot, WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The U.S. and five allies have worked out a deal with Iran. It is destined to steer the latter country away from developing nuclear weapons if Iran sticks to it. President Obama announced the agreement late last night, says it was a team effort.
We have pursued intensive diplomacy bilaterally with the Iranians and together with our P5 plus one partners, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Russia, and China, as well as the European Union.
Israel's prime minister says the agreement is a historic mistake. Speaking to his cabinet today, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is not bound by the deal and reserves the right to defend itself. Just in time for Thanksgiving week, foul weather across much of the nation, a wintry package slugging the nation's southwest and midsection today, should be to the East Coast by Thanksgiving Day. This is SRN News.
As hard as it is to believe, you don't have to turn the calendar very far to see that Christmas is right around the corner. You have your list of everybody to buy for. Friends, family, Secret Santa drawings. Might even be a couple birthdays between now and then, too. Get all of your shopping done at one place and from the comfort of your own home. Check out the new online AM 1280 The Patriot store at am1280thepatriot.com. T-shirts, travel mugs, sweatshirts. Oh, and the Raise Right onesie? That's back because you wanted it back. It's all online at am1280thepatriot.com, keyword store.
AM 1280 The Patriot.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You've worked hard to build your successful business. Do you know what it's worth? Sooner or later, you'll need to exit your business, whether you sell to a partner, family member, or a third party. Sunbelt Business Brokers offers you as a business owner a complimentary value range so you understand the value of your business. And if you hire Sunbelt to sell your business, we charge no upfront fees. We get paid when you get paid at the closing table. Call Sunbelt today at 612-455-0880 or visit us online at sunbeltmidwest.com. That's sunbeltmidwest.com.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
If you have hair loss, ineedmorehair.com is the solution. ineedmorehair.com will introduce you to the only permanent solution to hair loss. Hi, I'm Dr. Norton Abramson, board-certified surgeon with over 25 years' experience as a hair transplant specialist. You may have heard Mark Rosen, as well as many others, talk about my work and the difference having more hair has made in their lives. I've given patients from around the world, including some of the most prominent celebrities in Hollywood, a full head of hair. I can do the same for you. For a limited time, take advantage of this special radio offer. I'll restore your hair for just $3.95 per graft. That's nearly 50% off my regular rate. Look me up at ineedmorehair.com. That's ineedmorehair.com.
Dr. Abramson's procedures are so simple, you drive yourself to and from the appointment and then go to work the very next day. The consultations are free and the results are amazing. Located in Eagan near the 35E and Diffley Road exit, ineedmorehair.com. Experience you can trust, prices you can afford. ineedmorehair.com.
I'm Drew Brees, and being a dad means the world to me. And one of the most important things any parent can do is make sure their kids get active at least 60 minutes each day. Studies show that physical activity not only helps kids stay healthy, it can enhance important skills like concentration and problem solving, which can improve academic performance. This means physical activity can help your kids in the most important game of all, life. Learn more at fitness.gov.
Brought to you by HHS.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Welcome back to our weekly broadcast here on AM 1280 The Patriot, every Sunday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. You're listening to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, your trusted telecommunications consulting firm, who helps specialize with business in selecting the proper internet connections, phone service, and mobile devices, with our large product portfolio of vendors and telecom carriers. If you're a business that's shopping around for telecom services, please give us a call for a no-obligation competitive analysis at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or you can email me at charlie@telcowarehouse.com. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. So for those that are not familiar with the show, this is a technology show that focuses on topics related to telecommunications and IT infrastructure. And we talk about phone service, internet connections, everything from network security to mobile devices. And this is all geared towards business to business, not the individual consumer. We have our co-host today from the guys from BlueNet. Paul, good morning.
Good afternoon, Charlie.
And we also have our special guest today from Depth Communications, Dax and Nate. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Now, before we get into Depth Communications, who you guys are and what you guys do, you're U-grads, are you not?
Yes.
Yep, in the during the 90s.
Did you happen to watch the game yesterday?
Yeah, in the comfort of my couch, not out in the cold.
Well, I was at the game with my family, a little sad here for Gopher Nation. We thought this is probably the year that we could pull this out and get the axe back, but unfortunately we'll have to wait till next year. So it looks like they've slotted us in for the a bowl game New Year's Day down in Dallas. I was hoping to go to Florida, you know, either the Outback Bowl or the Gator Bowl, but you know what? New Year's Day is New Year's Day. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Sure.
All right. So I want to talk a couple things on updates before we get into Depth Communications. Paul, go for it. What do you got for updates?
Well, one big piece we kind of want to push this reminder out again is that April 2014 is coming rapidly approaching, and that is the end of extended support for systems that a lot of folks have still in their environments. That's Windows XP, Exchange 2003, and Office 2003. So that's less than 100 business days remaining to get upgraded before Microsoft stops providing extended support for those products.
And you guys are working on this for businesses pretty much every single day, are you not?
Yeah, it can be a big process depending on how much of the legacy systems you still have in play out there.
So what does a business do that if they've waited till the end of this shelf life, that if they haven't made the jump, what are their options?
Well, certainly you need to start planning now. Again, the products don't stop working. They're not going to suddenly not function for you anymore. The challenge is the risk starts to go up because you are no longer going to get security patches and vulnerability fixes. So it's something you want to get planned, started very soon to start getting those migrated out to a supportable platform.
Absolutely. Well, everybody knows that this Friday coming up is a very crazy shopping day called Black Friday. Do you guys participate in that with your families? Are you one of those guys that gets up at like 5 o'clock in the morning to beat the rush? Anybody?
I'm not.
Absolutely not.
I hide on that day.
I've never done it, nor will I ever do. But that being said, it does represent a huge day for mobile devices and tablets. If you thought about getting your loved one, upgrading their phones, or changing out your business cell phones, there is a huge value in buying this or actually doing this on Black Friday. There's Androids that are going to be reduced drastically to the point where they're almost free. Buy one, get one, BOGO discounts, tablets being on sale. So if you guys are waiting, wait till Friday. Don't make your upgrades. Give us a call at Telecom Warehouse. We'll take care of that for you. Call us at 952-513-2149, and we'll make sure we get that upgrade for you. So as I mentioned today, we have our special guest from Depth Communications. We've got Nate and Dax, who are the salespeople over there. Give a 50-foot view on who Depth Communications is. Dax, run with that one.
Well, we are a locally owned business. We were founded in 2007. The owner is Andre Corman, and we bring a wide variety of specializations and really bringing a lot to the table as far as installing equipment and knowing a lot of systems out there. We have always provided quality products and quality installations. You know, being focused on customer happiness is number one with us.
When you talk about customer installations, what are you referring to?
Well, installations would be end products and end solutions. It's really, you know, anything from terminating wires to pulling Cat5e cables, also known as structured cabling.
Sure, sure.
For businesses. And anything as far as point-of-sale machines at retail businesses. You know, installing those have been very big as far as retailers getting ready for the Christmas season.
Absolutely.
Making sure they have no hiccups, you know, and bringing people up when they're ready to purchase a product. So, and talking further about installations, it's phone systems, it's the cabling for those, it's wireless access points, it's fiber optic cables that businesses are bringing in to up their speeds, you know, for MPLS networks. Further from that, installing audio conference rooms, you know, projectors, flat screen, big screen TVs, and IP cameras is another end here. The list goes on.
So you guys are basically like handyman and cabling guys. Is that a kind of a 50-foot view? You do all the techie stuff?
Kind of, yeah. We do a lot of the infrastructure pieces. For a lot of times, you'll have an engineer at a company has engineered a solution, can't really implement it himself.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that, you know, Paul, when we do our analysis and we talk and make recommendations for phone systems or hosted VoIP, one of the pieces that gets neglected is the infrastructure of that business. Do they have the wiring? Do they have the cabling? And where the heck are they going to go in order to get this? They have to have this in place, or the stuff is just going to work, right?
Right. It's a big prerequisite, and it's often an item that gets overlooked or tried to get pushed in at the very last minute, which can make things very difficult.
So it's kind of like buying a car, right? The car is not going to go if you don't have gas. So your office technology isn't going to work if you don't have wiring. So you guys provide all that stuff, and you do that for business to business. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yep.
Fantastic. Give out your telephone number and your website and your email address for the listening audience.
Sure. Our phone number is 612-986-0086, and we are in St. Paul. We can also be reached online at depthcommunications.com. Again, that's 612-986-0086. For all you savvy social networkers, we're also on... We are also on Facebook and LinkedIn, and I don't think we tweet much, but we'll have to work on that.
Got it. For the listening audience, let's talk about a call to action of why somebody would want to call Depth Communications. The one that I thought about, and this is a call to action of businesses that are moving, right? Mm-hmm. When you move, you've got to worry about getting all your new stuff to the new location. You've got movers. You've got to change your – there's all sorts of things. But a lot of times the business owner neglects that they have to have the internal wiring for the new location. Why do you think that is? And just that they forget? Paul, what do you think?
It's commonly overlooked, or you know, they might make assumptions that one of their other vendors is taking care of this for them. There's a lot of different reasons that it might get overlooked or under designed.
Absolutely. So if you're in the audience and you're moving your business from location A to location B, pick up the telephone, call Depth Communications. They will come out. They'll evaluate your services. We'll take a look and see if we can't find an opportunity for your structured cabling. It's absolutely neglected out there, and I deal with this every single day. Customers are saying, I'm moving my telco, but then they forget about the wiring. So give them a call. Dex, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Depth Communications a little bit further. You're listening to Telecom Soup. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, are you looking to upgrade to the newest mobile phones on the market? I know I was, and that's why I called Mobile Link Wireless. Their trained consultants help develop and implement the proper wireless plan for my business. More importantly, covered all the fees associated with making the change. Call them for your free consultation at 952-314-1313. That's 952-314-1313. Or visit them on the web at mobile-linkwireless.com.
Schnitger Law Office asks, do you trust the government to pay you everything required by law in an eminent domain situation? The state offered a local property owner $19,000 for land taken in a road project. Because the property's value was severely affected by the plan, Schnitger Law Office raised the settlement to $50,000. A county government offered a local auto shop $450,000 in an eminent domain issue. Schnitger Law Office helped the client win an actual award of $850,000. If you're losing land, losing access to your property, or being forced to move by the government, don't leave your money on the table. Call Schnitger Law Office to ensure you get every dime you deserve as required by law. The government has lawyers. You need one, too. So get someone who knows their tricks. Schnitger Law Office. Online at mnlaw.net. That's mnlaw.net. mnlaw.net.
Pastors, how would you like to experience Israel with members of your church? Join AM 1280 The Patriot for our Experience Israel Lunch and Learn and find out how you can enjoy the trip of a lifetime with your congregation. The lunch is free for pastors, and you'll get details on how you could earn free trips for your church. Our next lunch is Tuesday, December 3rd at 11:30 a.m. Space is limited, so RSVP today by calling 651-405-8800 or visiting am1280thepatriot.com to register or for more details. Experience Israel with AM 1280 The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our special guest today, we have the guys from Depth Communications in St. Paul. We have Nate and Dax. Depth Communications is a structured cabling, fiber optic builds, low voltage wiring, IP cameras, and we're going to be talking about something really, really sweet later in the show. But just before the break, we were talking about a call to action of businesses that are in transition of actually moving their business location. And structured wiring is absolutely critical to making all their technology work, whether it's their computers, their IP phones, regular telephone wire, right? This is what you guys do, and you do it on a day-to-day basis. Why is it so important that they call you when they're moving?
Whether you're doing a brand new build or you're relocating or remodeling, it's important to get that piece figured out right away. If you wait till the last minute, depending on your environment, you can possibly double, triple, even quadruple your costs and the time it takes if that piece hasn't been figured out or thought about ahead of time.
So you guys basically kind of build the bricks and mortar of the infrastructure. It's kind of like you can't build a house without the foundation, right? You're going to provide the foundation.
Yeah, imagine if you had built a house and then decided you're going to put in electrical afterwards.
That would be a problem.
That would be a huge problem.
and I'm guessing you probably run into that on a day-to-day basis.
We do run into that quite a bit, yeah. We've been involved in lots, all sorts of projects where that was an afterthought, and they realized at the last minute either they didn't know they needed it or they thought some other vendor was taking care of it, and that turned out not to be the case, and they end up paying a lot just to get that in at the last minute.
What are you offering for the listening audience here if they reference the show and call you for, say structured cabling or low-voltage wiring? What are you offering?
Well, we are offering free consultation, absolutely, and 10% off your bill.
Fantastic. So is there, you know, one of the things, and give out your telephone number one more time for the listening audience.
Again, Depth Communications, and that number is 612-986-0086.
What are some other reasons, too, that obviously moving is a call to action? What are other examples of businesses or prospects that you guys can assist with that may need your services?
Well, we also service telephone systems, PBX systems, voice over IP systems. It's been a lot of cases where someone already has an existing system and their vendor went away or they don't want to continue their relationship, and we can pick that up for them.
Sure, sure.
Depending on the system and our expertise. A lot of times they have a network project they've got going on. They needed to implement, and they realize they don't have the resources to do it, but they need competent people that can. We can do that for them.
And Paul, as an IT person, how critical is their piece of what they do to what you guys do?
It's such a crucial piece of the infrastructure, and we run into this a lot with our customers working on a project. For example, maybe they're rolling out a new phone system. They're moving to voice over IP. Their wiring in their building is 15 or 20 years old. It might not be the right category to run some of those phone systems. It's on legacy cabling. You need to make sure that you've got a reliable infrastructure laid in for these upgrade projects.
Absolutely. As a telecom agent, we do phone systems and hosted VoIP for business to business. And one of the critical components is that piece, that box is not going to work without that Cat5 wiring. Mm-hmm. You have to have that. And so we have to work with Depth Communications and other partners like yourself in order to – you can't get to point B without point A. And so the architecture is very, very critical, and that's what you guys do on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, those phones, they don't the new managed systems you're selling, they don't plug into the wall for electricity. So yeah. You have to go into a power over Ethernet.
Absolutely.
So you have to have Cat5 or Cat6 cables.
Who is your – what I would say, who is your ideal prospect as far as businesses, size-wise? One person, sole proprietor, to hundreds of employees. Kind of, what do you guys do on a day-to-day basis?
We really deal anywhere from the small single business owner who just needs some few runs in his office or his home office, whatever, all the way up to we've done large projects on enterprise level.
Define enterprise. What would that look like?
Well, like a large corporate campus for some, I don't say huge company, maybe not global, but maybe like a national company has a local
sure.
office to put it in. We can do that, definitely handle that kind of installation.
So let's go back to this moving topic, right? What's the lag time? Because again, I businesses do procrastinate. They always have a million things going on, and next thing you know, hey, I need to move my new location on Monday afternoon or Monday morning. What kind of lead time do you need to be successful to help them with their strategic planning in the perfect world?
In the perfect world, you want to plan it, you know, from inception. From the time you know you're going to be in your space and you've done your drawings out, you want to account for that.
Sure.
Say you haven't done that, you'd at least want, you know, before the walls are in, before things are finished.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that would be like on a new construction.
That'd be like on a new construction.
What about existing structures?
Existing structure we could easily do, you know, that day. It's just going to take us longer to actually get it done.
Same day type of situation.
Yeah.
So if you do procrastinate, you guys are there to help out.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Give your telephone number and your website one more time.
Again, Depth Communications, 612-986-0086, and we're on the web at depthcommunications.com.
And what are you offering for the listening who referenced the show today?
We're offering free consultation and 10% off your bill.
10% off your wiring or any products and services that you guys are offering?
That would be your whole total project.
Fantastic. Okay.
But you got to call.
Absolutely. So let's talk about a small business. Let's use a real live example. Say small business owner Bob has 5 users, and he wants to install an IP phone system. Let's kind of give an idea of cost, right? You've got 5 IP phones, so generally 5 runs, right? Is it true that cost is probably $100 a run for Cat5? Is that an industry average? Or give us an idea of what something like that would cost.
That, well, Yeah, I mean, that'd probably be a fair. I think someone one time quoted seven bucks a foot installed.
For Cat 5.
For Cat 5.
Okay.
Obviously, your costs go up with Cat 6, but that's on the materials level, which is kind of nominal.
So that would cover basically the material, the labor, everything.
Termination, testing, yeah.
So you'll go to that business, you'll evaluate their services, you'll give them a competitive quote, and let's just say that the final bill was $1,000 for their wiring, as an example. You're offering 10% off for that specific customer if they reference the show.
That's correct.
Well, fantastic. Paul, thoughts on that?
Yeah, one of the other pieces that we really stress for our clients when they're planning these wiring projects or these moves is to really think ahead of all the things you might want to do in a particular area. When you're having a vendor out to put in the cabling and the wiring, your costs are you're already paying kind of a certain minimum just to have them out there doing the labor, doing the implementation. This is when you want to think about, where are those network printers going? Where are those IP phones going? Do I need a kiosk set up somewhere? Because to bring them out a second time, or to have to come in after the walls are up and fishing cables through the walls there, your costs are going to be much higher to do it again later. So
yeah,
the further in advance you can sit down with folks like Depth and have those conversations about, hey, what do I want my business to do over the next
absolutely
3, 4, 5 years that I'm going to be in this building, you know, make that investment early when the costs are at their lowest.
Yeah, and I can't count the amount of calls we get. If you are a business owner or an IT person, you know, your phone's out. Your phone, and then you call the telephone company and they go, oh, well, you know, it's your inside wiring.
It's your inside always.
We're only going to go to your DMARC, your last point of presence there. So
sure.
What are you going to do? You know, you got to get a company out there to check your inside wiring, because they're going to play the blame game, which always happens.
Here's my anticipation, correct me if I'm wrong, but businesses are very reactive versus proactive. My guess is you guys are fielding more calls of, hey, help me, I'm in a pinch, versus I've planned and I'm ready to go. Is that human nature?
Yeah. I mean, some businesses are pretty good, but sometimes they just don't know.
I'll give a testimonial for Deaf Communications on an option that was actually, for me, being very reactive in nature versus proactive. Do you guys remember you guys had done an install for me in a very unique building in Minneapolis? And it was this building was probably built in the late 1800s, 1890 or you know, maybe even 90, probably the oldest building in downtown Minneapolis. The thing was like a concrete barricade. That I thought was going to be thousands of dollars to get the cabling in just for two IP phones. It was a small business. Well, you guys showed up to the party, did a fantastic job. Price was very reasonable. I still don't know how you did the wiring, but you did it. and ironically, it was the customer's extremely happy, but that building was literally like, it was like a bunker. I mean, you'd probably, it's like a, you guys remember the building, right?
Oh yeah, it wasn't fun. But if we couldn't handle something like that, then we shouldn't be in business.
Yeah, absolutely. So congratulations. Like I said, I appreciate it. The client's happy. You guys did a fantastic job. So if you need wiring, you need structured cabling, the guys from Deaf Communications, I've used them. They're fantastic. They'll work on any structure given possible. Is that right?
Yes.
Fantastic. Give out your telephone number one more time for the listening audience.
612-986-0086.
So we've got a fantastic topic that we're going to be talking about. Has anybody ever seen the show Pimp My Ride with Exhibit? You guys ever watch that?
Yeah, in the 2000s, right?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. How they would deck out all these cars and all these cool things. Well, we're going to be talking about this. And this is what you guys do. You guys kind of deck out offices too, right?
Sure.
Yep.
Flat screen TVs, projectors, security. All that cool stuff.
All that cool stuff.
We're going to talk about that right after we come back from a quick commercial break. Thanks, guys.
Hey,
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Moving a business can be a pain in the butt, not to mention making sure the new location has proper wiring and cabling. That's why we call the handyman at Depth Communications. Locally owned and operated, Depth Communications specializes in structured cabling, fiber optic builds, and low voltage wiring. Not to mention that they'll even deck out your entire office with flat screen TVs, surround sound speakers, and flat screen projectors. It's not a wonder why so many businesses have trusted them to do the job. Depth Communications is a BirkTech Oasis certified integrator and a leading installer of low voltage cabling throughout Minnesota and Wisconsin. They are experts with installation of voice and data cabling for small to medium sized businesses. Call now for your free consultation. Their consultants will meet with your business and provide you a free, comprehensive installation quote. So call them at 612-986-0086. That's 612-986-0086. Or visit them on the web at depthcommunications.com.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-513-3529. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-513-3529. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-513-3529. That's 1-800-513-3529. 1-800-513-3529.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. If you're just tuning in, we have our special guest from Depth Communications, a locally owned and operated structured cabling, high voltage, low voltage, fiber optic builds. They do network security, infrastructure. And Nate and Dax, talk to me about your certifications and how the importance of that.
Well, you want somebody who, first of all, is licensed and somebody who is certified in certain products, the products that you're going to be selling and installing. So, we're definitely set up through the Better Business Bureau, licensed and bonded as a company. We all of our technicians are in St. Paul. We don't have a nationwide force, but, we have a bunch of good guys. We've even had a lot of background checks done because we're working for high-end customers that require that security check. So
absolutely.
We're in some pretty high end security areas. So you want somebody who's trustworthy and honest.
Absolutely.
And from the product end, we're BirkTech certified. That includes like Ortronix and Leviton, which is another jack and cabling company. We are also Avaya certified, and that is for IP offices and. We also have certifications for older Nortel systems, other partner systems, Meridians. So we can handle that old equipment out there that you haven't got around yet to upgrading.
Absolutely.
And you're still maybe limping by. So,
as a contractor and with your technicians that are on call, what's the market that you guys are traveling to? Are you looking at Minneapolis, St. Paul,
Do you go to Duluth? Do you go to North and South Dakota? You know, where are you guys going for the listening audience if they have if they need your services?
We are covering primarily the metro area right now. We do go into eastern Wisconsin.
Okay.
I'm sorry, western Wisconsin.
Sure.
It wouldn't make sense to go eastern Wisconsin and not western Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
We go, obviously, outstate Minnesota, a little bit into north South Dakota.
Got it. All right. Well, one of the things that I had mentioned before the break that I find very fascinating and actually don't know really, and I want you guys to educate me here, is there was I think it was on MTV. Was it MTV, Paul?
I can't remember.
Well, we all know the show that had Exhibit. It was called Pimp My Ride.
Yeah, MTV.
It was MTV. That's what it was. Yeah. And he worked with West Coast Customs to basically take a car and deck it out. I mean, speakers and basically everything, right? Well, you guys do that for businesses, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What does that entail? What can you do? Talk about that.
Well, it's anything from a conference room, if you're at a business and you want to add the wow factor, you know, people who really need to impress clients or you yourself as a business want to provide a top-level solution for your employees, we offer products for that. And also home and residential business automation products. So what that includes is everything from tiling on your television screen to battery-controlled shades that come down, you know, all controlled from your device. And it also includes lighting control, so turn on your lights on and off. You hit a button and, you know, your favorite Exhibit song will come on to greet you awesome. When you enter your house.
That's pretty sweet. There was actually I'd like to tell a story about a client that we had run into where, maybe it was you guys that actually did the job. I don't know because this was about 5 years ago. But we had walked into a technology company and we were bidding their telco services. And what they had was each one of their employees had a badge that, you know, like when you walk into a business like Best Buy or whatever, you know how you have those little badges to identify yourself mm-hmm. and you slide it on the door and it unlocks it. Well, what this did was when the employee hit that with their badge, it would go right to their phone saying either if they were, you know, first of all, it would let them in the office, right, because that was their keypad. But when they hit that badge, it would automatically alert their IP phone whether they were in the office, at lunch, away from the office. So if you checked into work, your IP phone would now ring in and you wouldn't have your on-hold light on or you're in the office. And then when you left, and it was all done through the security, it was just like the coolest thing in the world. I'm guessing that's exactly what you're talking about when you do the Savant Solutions stuff, all that high-end security stuff.
Yeah, that's similar. That's kind of
maybe even further.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't us, but it was an example of integration of your phone system and your access control, being able to track presence, and that's like a big deal in corporate right now.
Sure.
So create that smart office functionality.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this home security stuff because I think it's pretty sweet. You mentioned it's kind of for high end types of homes and clients. What does it entail? Give us some examples of what businesses are doing to kind of deck out their office. What are they looking at?
Well, like those kind of systems, what they basically do is give you integrated control of all of the stuff in your conference room. And these days, it's not just your projector and some speakers anymore. You'll have maybe a large high definition television and a screen, and you'll want to be able to have full control over the lighting environment so you can, you know, for your presentations, and you want to be able to hook up whatever input a client or your presenter has and not have to worry about with a bunch of cables and worry about how you're going to turn this and on and all that. These systems will able to take care of all that switching, and all you do is kind of push a button on your iPad, say, I want this environment, and boom, everything happens.
So if I want to have this wow factor, I could literally call Depth Communications. You guys could come in. You could obviously wire the entire building. You could put up projection screens, flat screen TVs, integrate it all onto it like basically an iPad or remote control, and I can control my entire environment.
Absolutely.
Sounds expensive.
it's coming down in price. So it's very affordable, I would think, for a person who wants to put out an importance of really taking a hold of technology and utilizing it to the max level. And also, it is a wow impressive factor for people when they're having guests over. Or
give that polished kind of presentation.
Yeah, it's really a wow factor where it's going to be cool. It's going to impress your friends. I am an audiophile, and I like all the cool gadgets and stuff. So hopefully, I'll have one of these in my near future too.
Absolutely. So if you guys were looking at this for this is businesses, but you can also do this for residential. Is that right?
Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
Yeah, and it works the same as far as business and residential.
So they're going to replace the show with called Pimp My Office to you guys, right?
Yeah. So, you know, as far as the residential goes, there's a lot of energy management pieces that are built into this. So given the right equipment, you know, your heaters, your lights, your refrigerators, it tracks your voltage from there and how much you're using at that time.
Sure.
You know, it can take a picture of a room, and you have your iPad right there. And with this picture of the room, you just tap the light on the screen, and it goes on and off. Or you tap the screen and hold it and press it down, and it dims the light out for you.
How long would it take somebody to, let's just say that a business called and said, I want you guys to do this. What do you do? I mean, do you have to do kind of a site survey? What's involved when somebody calls and kind of goes through this process?
Yeah, we would have to do an assessment of the environment and what equipment they have and want to try to just determine a baseline of what they're going to need to do. As far as the timeline for implementation, that would kind of, it's hard to say, that would kind of depend on the environment that we're working in and how extensive the install would be.
So on a cabling job or a high-level technology installation, do you guys have all the equipment, you know, all the cabling? Do you stock that, or do you have to go out and purchase that and then kind of bring it to the customer?
Well, a lot of times, I mean, we do stock materials, and we have very quick access to the equipment. We don't like to stock it too much ahead, just because sometimes, especially on this kind of stuff, it's always going to be specialized or what have you.
Sure.
So we want to be able to just get in real time what they want, as opposed to, well, this is what we got in stock, so you can have that.
Sure, sure. This seems like a very, the solution with the high-end stuff seems like a very niche market. There's only a few businesses around town that would want something like this. How much time are you spending on something like a Savin Solutions, where, or is a majority of your business day just the regular cabling, low voltage? You know, what? Talk to me about that.
Well, we keep very busy, absolutely, with the normal common stuff. Just, you know, fixing people's wiring that's gone bad, or doing a move of a company, troubleshooting telephone systems and the wiring inside. But, you know, we were just on a project last week where we wired up a guy's house. He was having a big party for his old football team, I believe. And he wanted 6 televisions to all show highlights of his old football championship.
Well, that seems pretty cool.
So we wired up his house. We got it going as far as all TVs set up. We installed a new speaker system for him all in the ceiling. We even went as far as called Dish Network and set up the service for him. You know, he told us what he wanted.
Sure.
And we took care of the rest for him. And I hope his party went well last night. He's probably not listening, but,
yeah. But if he is, well, I hope he did a good job. Yeah.
Yeah. And this wasn't a automation, but you know, it really was just making technology work how he wanted to work it. And it's going to be cool for him when he's watching football today. But last night he probably really wowed his guests.
Yeah, absolutely. Watching the Gopher game. We know that moving is a call to action for somebody or a business to call a low voltage in a cabling installer like Depth. What are some other call to action types of businesses or items that would say, I need you guys to do my job? What are some other ones?
Well, recently we, being from the telecom world, a lot of businesses are getting fiber installed to their buildings.
Yep.
And the large providers out there, they will only bring that fiber build up to your property line.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, Dax, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about more call to actions for Depth. You're listening to Telecom Soup, and this is Charlie Burrell.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
When it comes to your business technology needs, one shoe does not fit all. If you are facing a trigger event such as aging hardware, outdated software, or are you about to change or upgrade your critical business applications, then now is the time to contact BlueNet. Hi, this is Adam Witke, president of BlueNet, Minnesota's first choice for cloud and managed services. Let the BlueNet team help define which solution is right for you and your business. Contact us at 952-925-2583 or BlueNetInc.com. BlueNet.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159. That's 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract? Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. We have our special guest from Depth Communications. We have Nate and Dax. And right before the break, we were talking about different types of call-to-action items of why businesses would need to call Depth Communications. You do the structured cabling, you do the fiber optic builds, you can deck out their entire office with cool security, flat-screen TVs, projectors, all this stuff. We had mentioned moving, and I think moving is probably the biggest one because I deal with that on a day-to-day basis. What are some other call-to-action items that Depth Communications does to help businesses with their inside wiring?
Well, fiber optics... It's a large action item because businesses are needing higher end, faster connections. This is the way of the future. And most of the time, telecommunications companies will sell you a high-end solution, but they will only meet you halfway. They'll meet you to your property line. So they leave it up to the business owner to, you know, find a company who is going to do the boring underneath or trench and do that internal that below or above ground conduit, and then you need to provide that conduit into your control room or your computer room, so they can actually bring that fiber. You're connecting the whole network up from that point. So let's
use real life examples. So we have carriers that do fiber, such as like a TW Telecom, Comcast. We have CenturyLink. We have Zayo, and I can tell from experience. Can explain from experience as a telco vendor that they tell you, let's say, no installation because they're rolling into the price, but it's not a completely finished job.
Right.
You've got to get somebody to get that last piece together, or it's just basically sitting there dormant, right?
Yeah.
You guys would do that.
Yeah, and, you know, the telcos may half the cost with you, But, you know, why let them control that and then mark it up from there? Why don't you go to a company directly?
Sure.
That will take it, take care of it for you, because, you know, it's all about cost control. And if you can really dial down to the companies that can do it, instead of letting people just take care of it for you and then marking that cost up, you know, it's all about limiting that, that overall price and getting a quality service in there. Because really they should provide, you know, they're going to be making money off you for months when you sign these contracts for,
it's a phone company. They're all making money.
So, so, you know, they get you into a 24 or 36 month, contract, but, they'll be making that money. So in the case where they're not going to provide that entire installation for you from the property line to your business,
yep,
you know, call us. Call us right at 612-986-0086. We're going to do a consultation. We're going to, you know, call Gopher One Dig for you. We're going to provide this turnkey solution. And, you know, if asked to, we'll do all the fiber termination for you.
Moving a business, building out fiber, call to action items for a wiring vendor like Depth. Nate, you had mentioned something that you wanted to talk about as well. What are you seeing as well?
Well, what happens a lot is neglected quite often, frankly, is the cleanup when you vacate your old space.
Okay, such as?
Such as, well, when you vacate your old space, usually in your lease terms or even the city code will say you have to remove all your communications wiring.
Interesting.
You can get up in the ceiling and try to do it yourself and try to figure out where it goes, but you're probably not going to have a lot of luck.
And I'm assuming if you don't do that, your landlord or leaseholder can come back and they'll do it themselves, and then they could bill you. They could charge you for that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And they're going to charge you a lot more than we are, you know, up front.
So it's not just a business moving to the new location and worrying about the wiring there or a new construction build. It's the old office, right?
Exactly.
Getting all there.
Yeah, or even we've had situations where someone has moved into a new office and they're like, "Oh, there's cabling here. That's great. I don't need to get this wiring done." And then they find out later they had some design changes, and well, we got to bring in someone anyway. And you know, they didn't plan for all that. They didn't budget for it. Or the one case where I went to go move an office, they just want us to get everything hooked up.
Sure.
And they want to use the existing cabling, and nothing was working. We finally get up there, we find out that the old company, instead of removing it, I decided they're just going to cut all the cable right in the middle.
Fantastic.
And at the last minute,
they were
hiring us to recable the whole place.
How often are you guys going into jobs that were, well, I can't really say politically correct, but half-tailed jobs that were, they had the addition, you know, they had a wiring vendor come in and do just a terrible job, and you guys have to come in and kind of clean up the mess? How often does that happen?
I'm not going to give you a percentage time, but it happens
probably more than a lot.
More often than yeah, you probably won't admit. But yeah,
why is that? Do you think, is it because they don't have the certification, the technicians? I mean, why is that? Do you think?
Well, a lot of times they're not even hiring somebody who works in that industry. You're right; it's not certified or it's not trained. A lot of times you'll have an IT department; they'll have their technicians go audit, but you know they're smart guys, but it doesn't mean necessarily know they're used to working with that every day. And then they get to a situation where, like, well, we don't know how to deal with this. What do we do?
I think, Paul, and you probably would agree with me, is that sometimes that internal IT guy says, well, I'm kind of the techiest person on staff here, so I'll try to do this myself and just kind of half-wire the...
We run into that a lot. Either you know, thinking you can do it yourself, I'm just going to toss a couple cables across the room here, get up into the drop ceiling. How hard could that be?
Right.
And again, a lot of it's just the lack of sitting down and planning out what are you going to want. You know, you're going to be in this building for maybe you're in a 4, 5, 6 year lease. What are the things I might be doing in this space over time? And a lot of times you're going to be doing a lot more later on than you are now. So kind of plan for those connections and plan for those additional drops, and leaving that undone, you know, now you have to come in and kind of play that cleanup game.
Yeah.
Your technology is just not going to work if it's done half-heartedly. You rely your computers, your IP phones, your TVs. If you don't have professionals do it like Depth Communications, it's just not going to work. You know, every year we have True Green come out to do our lawn. Why do we pay that service? Because they're experts in lawn care. You know, I could probably lay the chemicals and do all this stuff myself, but they're the professionals. So it's worth the extra time and value of writing out a check to somebody to take care of my lawn. Well, you guys are kind of like the exact same thing in the technology world. So again, you have to have this tech, you know, this type of service, or it just isn't going to work.
Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, it's, again, it's spend this money up front, get it done right, and then, you know, when your phone service goes out in the future and the telecom company is going to say, what's your inside wiring? Well, it's probably not going to be your inside wiring.
Sure. Then you can blame it back on the phone company, right? Because you guys did the job on the inside.
Exactly.
Or plan, you know, every business wants to grow. So why don't you plan for growth instead of, you know, paying a little bit extra to get it done right the first time. So when we follow up to, you know, add a few more cubicles in the future, it's going to be an easy job.
Well, and it's not only that your computers and your phones these days, but most businesses are becoming way more dependent on their mobile devices, their tablets, their phones, and the having a consistent delivery of Wi-Fi. So how do you deliver that Wi-Fi effectively is putting access points in various places in the building. Well, those have to be wired for with a reliable Ethernet drop and power over the Ethernet to deliver the power to them.
Exactly.
So the call to action here, guys, you're moving a business. Let's say you're doing a fiber build. You're cleaning out and have to move your other office. You're wiring up the new office. What else? What other items would businesses need to call or have a compelling reason to pick up the phone and call you guys?
You know, something that gets overlooked quite a bit, and we actually get calls, you know, to at least give an estimate, and Paul, you can probably attest to this, server rooms. And switching racks. If you ever gone into your one that maybe been neglected a bit, kind of looks like a big, someone threw spaghetti on there and exploded all over the place.
And that is no small project to try to take on.
No, and that's something we're well versed.
We will clean out that mess.
We will clean out that mess. We will dress it in. It'll be nice. It'll be organized. It'll be clean. Everything will be documented.
So here's what we've got. We've got about 2 minutes left here before we wrap up for this week. What are you offering so that if people call in, reference the show, they're going to get the best deal possible for Depth? What are you offering?
Again, call in, and you can reach Depth Communications at 612-986-0086. We're offering free consultation and 10% off your entire bill. Just have to reference the show, and you can talk to me or Nate. We're probably going to answer the phone right away within a couple rings, hopefully.
Give your number one more time.
Again, that's 612-986-0086.
And what was the website again?
DepthCommunications.com, and you can reach us on Facebook and on LinkedIn, and we're working on Twitter.
So here's the deal. We had a fantastic show. As a telecom agent, I rely heavily on strategic partners to help me assist my clients with the best wiring. Depth Communications is the job. They're certified technicians. They're on call 24/7. They'll wire. They'll do everything you possibly need to decking out your office to flat screen projectors. Give them a call, guaranteed. They're insured, licensed, bonded, all the good stuff that you need. But yeah, I would absolutely back them, and we're happy to have you guys on. So next week we're gonna have a special guest from TW Telecom, Troy DeRozier. It's gonna be fun. We're gonna be talking about fiber. Have a good weekend. Go Vikings. We'll tune in next week. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
With almost 5 million albums sold around the world, including 3 platinum albums and 3 gold albums, it's Jackie Velazquez live in concert Friday, December 6th. Jackie has 26 top 10 hits to her credits, along with 16 that hit number 1 on the Christian charts. Jackie Velazquez has also received 7 Dove Awards, including Best New Artist and Female Vocalist Artist of the Year twice. And now you can see her in concert on Friday, December 6th at Edinburgh Church in Brooklyn Park. Join Jackie for this special concert Friday, December 6th, performing some of her biggest hits, like On My Knees. Tickets are available now, starting at just $15. Order online at am1280thepatriot.com. It's Jackie Velazquez in concert Friday, December 6th. Tickets are going fast. Order today at am1280thepatriot.com.
From the Renter's Warehouse Studios, this is AM 1280.